So here we are today, you and I, walking hand in hand along life's trickling stream at dusk, smiling and giggling, unsure of what's going to happen, but not afraid to let it. My hand in your warm hand, and your cool, beautiful skin surrounded by the setting sun. Just 6 months ago, we were sitting at Starbucks, sharing bits of our innermost selves, telling each other about our fears, hopes, and dreams. We could feel the emotions of the other as we took turns telling stories. It was like no one else was around. I had wanted to be together with you, up close, for so long that the world vanished once we finally met and sat down. Last night, we laid our blanket down on the soft grass. We took off our shoes and we laid down. My head on your chest and your arm under me, we were silent, watching the fireflies glow as they too wanted their love. The sound of the stream was so relaxing. The sound of our hearts was invigorating. It was a setting fit for a movie and an emotion that was worthy of a play. We turned to face each other and smiled. Then you kissed me. As expected, it was soft and gentle. Your kiss made me feel loved and safe. I felt inside that for the first time in a very long time, I could finally let go of some fears, and I kissed you back. Your soft tongue against mine tasted like honey, your lips like vanilla, your embrace surrounded and held me so close, something that I had wanted for a long time. As we pulled our faces back a little to look into each other's eyes, a tingling feeling came all over me. We both smiled a half smile. The interlocking of our eyes never ceases to amaze me. Floating here on the grass by the life-giving water, we are together as one. I have found my own little piece of heaven on earth. When our eyes met again, something changed. A fire was lit inside of me. The comfort we were feeling for each other became the key to the door we had been keeping closed, the door that held our passion behind it. And here it is, coming alive. You took control. A welcome surprise I had only dreamed about. It urged me to climb on top of you, and I looked down into your eyes with a mischievous and hungry look. The look of a bad girl, given the go-ahead to do what she pleased. And I was. As I leaned down and pressed my body up against yours, you kissed me deeply, never coming up for air. My arms caressed you everywhere I could reach. Such an incredibly strong connection was between us that the air just smelled of sex. I sat up on top of you and began grinding my hips. I had never expected such passion. I had hoped that it would be there somewhere and that we would awaken it for each other. And we did. You leaned up closer as I sat on your face. You were sucking and biting, licking, tasting. I was hoping the sweet and salty taste of my pussy were the spices of your meal, and I became more excited seeing your hunger for me. Our eyes opened, and we stared deeply into each other's eyes, giving each other little pecks, sucking each other's lips quickly. We had no alcohol, but without a doubt, we were drunk, drunk, drunk with the intoxication of each other. And we stayed there with our bodies pressed against each other, my head in your hands as you continued to kiss me. And lick me and bite me, licking my neck and sucking on my ears. Your arms were wrapped around me as I felt your strong, muscular body rubbing me, rubbing and exploring. I can still smell the scent of your body. I inhaled your captivating smells. Oh, I wanted to taste you so badly, but you got there before me. And nothing was going to stop you from getting your fill last night. You teased at first, kissing my love nest. I let you smell my juices as I felt your heat, licking and sucking my nectar. Oh, you pushed your hung far inside me, in and out, placed your hands on my butt and held my body up so you could eat all of me. All the way up and down you licked, stopping every so often to probe inside me with your tongue and gave my clit soft, quick massages. Tongue, then fingers interchanged. I could hear the moans of my passion welling inside me. My heavy breathing signaled the coming of a mighty orgasm. Oh. Mm. Oh. When I started to squirm, you wrapped your arms around my legs and held me tight. You sucked my clit into your mouth and began to massage it. Mmm. Oh, you moved it in circles rhythmically and never stopped. I was screaming inside. Oh, oh yes, yes, yes. Suck me, suck my pussy, please, please. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, oh. And as I came and I came in a prolonged orgasm multiple times, I felt a great sense of satisfaction and elation. Your satisfaction of pleasing your woman, pleasing me, and I felt the pleasure of having been given an unforgettable moment that you knew I would never forget. What bliss. I am home.